Got to go quickly, though. They've got to get it on the attack, going to the rim.
Sanders, drive for the tie. No good. Rebound comes out to Hooley for the win. 1.6 left. Albany by one. Purifoy is stripped. And Albany is going to the NCAA tournament for the third consecutive year.
It was a shot that was seen and heard around the world, and it meant a whole lot more than just a trip to the tournament. The University of Albany's Peter Hooley has been through a lot this past season. His story is certainly one worth telling. Peter's been kind enough to join us on the line now this morning for a chat. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, fellas. It's good to be on.
Now, well, let's start off by talking about the shot. It was one of the greatest shots that we've seen for a very long time, not only because of how difficult it was or the timing or anything like that, but also because of its significance, because it's a single shot that kind of defined your season, both the ups and downs of what you've been through. If that single shot becomes the legacy that you leave on the collegiate scene, what would you think of that?
I think it's pretty beautiful, really. I think that's the only word I can and describe it as. It was, as you said, it was a year full of many ups and downs for me. But this place over here has just really made it a home for me, and they've really just wrapped me up and been there for when I needed them to be. And I realize now that winning a championship here in, doesn't just give your team a lot of joy. It gives the whole community. They really get behind you guys here. So if that shot can be remembered for more than just what our team could do, for everything else, then it's going to be one of the best things that ever happened to me.
So Albany this season, you had the story, the fairy tale story last year. This year, you really had the target on your back. So given everything that you experienced, how difficult was it to truly celebrate that moment after all that you'd been through?
I think that was probably the hardest part for me. I think the moment when the shot went in, I was celebrating with everybody on the court. I remember Mike and Sam Rowley pretty much jumped on me straight away. And that was a cool moment. You want to experience that with your team. But then within the first couple of minutes, I just wanted to take myself away from that. And I just wanted to be by my own and almost try and just talk to mum, talk to my family on my own. And there was plenty of tears for me. I remember I walked away after I cut my piece of the net down and sat on the side of the court away from everybody. And thankfully, a couple of my teammates saw, and they all walked over and put their arms around me. So it was hard to celebrate, but once it all could finally sink in, I could realize just how beautiful and perfect the moment it was. So it's really something special.
How did you actually feel about the attention that the story was given, both in the States and in here in Australia as well? Are you glad that it received as much recognition as it did, and that it might inspire others who are struggling, like you had been, to kind of do something with themselves and just kind of pick them up a little bit? Are you happy that it got as much recognition as it did, or would you have rather kind of been able to cope with it on your own, away from the spotlight a little bit?
No, I'm absolutely happy that it did the way it was, because as I said from the start, if my story managed to touch one person and help them through a tough time, and it's done its job. And I tweeted out a couple of weeks ago about a phone call I had with a 12-year-old boy in this local area who someone reached out to me saying that his mother had just passed away, and he had a championship game on coming up the following day, and he told his dad that he wanted to play because I was playing for my mum, and they wondered if I'd give him a call, and I said, of course. So I gave him a call, and he was doing well, and it was just that moment, the 15 minutes I had a chat with that kid, where I realised that all of this has been great, winning a championship and all, but it was just that particular moment that really resonated with me and made me realise that this is the perfect moment, and the fact that I can help a little boy who's going through the toughest thing I've ever been through just means the world to me and my family.
Look, we can only imagine what you've had to go through and all that, but while that shot was fantastic, I've got it recorded. I'll definitely be referring to it now and again, just as I've done with Ryan Brokoff's shot a couple of years ago. I guess what's been overlooked here is you've had a pretty good start to your college career. You know, 3 years, three trips to the big dance. The last 2 years, this one included most outstanding player in the America East tournament. So tell us about that. Like, what were your expectations heading to college, and all of a sudden, you know, from an outsider looking in, this guy's come to college and he makes the tournament every year?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I don't think I expected anything like this. I knew coming into our conference that it was a one-bid league, so you have to win to go to the tournament. And so I was going to be happy to do it once. And I remember the first year we did it, and we played Duke, and I was like, this is the best time of my life. This is great. And then to have done it three times, it's been pretty unreal. And everything else has just come with it, all those little accolades. Really just it makes me feel like I've made the right choice in coming here, and I've also made my family proud, which is what I always try to do. But I can guarantee you that not many people maybe knew who I was when I first came over here. I was a little skinny kid from Australia, and I'm glad that I could get a couple of rings out of it, that's for sure.
Oh, look, if I had the opportunity you've had, I'd be absolutely loving it right now. But I guess after all that you've done, there's, you know, you've had the great performances. Albany's gone there. Albany's made a name for itself in Australia now as well. You know, that shot has really put it at the forefront of minds, and is really alongside St. Mary's, which gets a lot of airtime and had a lot of publicity. So do you think that could start something a bit greater here in Australia?
I think it could. I think our America East Conference did a terrific job this year of broadcasting some games on ESPN down in Australia and New Zealand. So when we played Hartford with a lot of other Aussies and stuff like that. And I think the bridge is slowly getting even bigger, which is great to see. We've had a lot of successful Australians come through here. But just to see everything else off the court that has gone being televised back home, and they see how wonderful this place has been. For me, especially when I did the cancer fundraiser on a night here, and how much the community got behind that, it's really been a special place for me, and I'm glad that now the whole of Australia can see how amazing it is.
And you mentioned that there's a number of Australians on the team, and I think that's surely helped you in that time there. But we noticed that Jeremy McKay, who was part of the team this year, he's departing. Are you able to shed any light on why that's the case, or your perception on that?
I think it's just different for every player when they come over. I think everybody wants to put themselves in a position to be successful, and everyone wants to play. And I think if you ask any player coming out of any position, any school, they'll say they want to play 40 minutes a game and stuff like that. And I think he just thought it'd be better if his opportunity, if he was to go elsewhere. I know he has a couple of friends at Eastern Washington, and I'll miss him around here. He's definitely a good mate of mine. Had a great time with him this year, but I'm sure we'll keep in touch and wish him nothing but the best, obviously.
How much does that help, actually, having all these Australians playing in the same team as you, to be able to provide you that emotional support that you probably needed over the past couple of months?
Oh, I think it's everything. I think that's what ultimately helped me make the decision to come to Albany, knowing there was already a couple of Australians. It's just a home away from home, really. Even throughout the last 4 years, you get to talk about things going back home, the footy, the cricket. It makes you feel like you still are at home when you're not. And then to know that these guys are more than just players and friends, these guys are like my brothers. I've been with them for so long, and we can connect on more than just a basketball and school level, on a family level as well, which makes it really good for me, and it makes me feel way more comfortable than I could ever have imagined. And I can't say thank you enough to those specific guys that have been everything for me.
So along with being a tremendous basketballer, Pete, you're also a very, very talented writer. You've written for the New York Post. You've got your own blog as well. You've written for pickandroll.com.au. So you're an avid writer. Has writing kind of become somewhat of a sanctuary for you, given everything that you've been through? Is it kind of like a place where you can kind of grieve through the writing process?
Yeah, I think it's always been that way. I think everybody who knows me knows that it's hard to shut me up. I love to talk and whatnot. But when it comes down to really saying how I feel or what's going on, the best way for me to do that, I feel, is to write. So I've spent many nights over the past probably 8 years, maybe 10 years, just writing before I go to bed. And it's just the easiest way for me to get my thoughts down. And luckily, I've had a lot of good feedback saying that the pieces have been pretty good, but maybe I need to edit them a bit more, because all I know is I put some words down and thing and press send, and it goes from there.
We're talking with Peter Hooley out of Albany, mate. I've read a lot of your stuff through your blogs and on pickandroll.com.au as well. Have you got a lot of feedback from, especially your last one that you wrote called Dear Mum, that you tweeted out a couple of weeks ago? Have you got a lot of feedback from people who have read that?
Yeah, I've got a lot of messages and emails from people saying that how thankful they are that I can be able to open up and share about this tough time, and people saying that it's helping them, and they're proud of me, and that's all I can really ask. I'm glad that it's helping people who've been in similar situations, because when it comes down to it, I'm definitely not going to be the only one who's ever going to go through something like this. And I'm glad that I can help people who do go through something similar, because it's hard. And luckily, the best part is you're not going to be alone through any of it. So you have all these people around who are going to be ready to pick you up when you fall. And that's just the way that a family is, and it's great.
Wise words there. So now that you've had a bit of time to digest everything, the success on the court, things that have happened off the court, and I guess what's the biggest thing you take away from everything that's happened, whether it be emotional or from a basketball standpoint?
I mean, probably for me, just living in every moment. I think that's big for me. I had it tattooed on my ankle when I was 18, and I really tried to make sure that for every single moment that I try and make the most of it and not worry about something that's in the future, because I can't predict that and I can't change the past. And I know I'm an emotional guy, especially on the court, which Coach always gets on me about, but I've tried to mature in that way to know that I can't change things that have happened. I just make sure that I live in every moment, whether that be on or off the court, and seems to be a pretty successful tactic of mine. So hopefully I can continue to do it for years to come.
Peter, you've been asked to serve as the Albany's undergraduate commencement speaker. Can you tell us a little bit about what this entails?
I got a phone call about 2 weeks ago asking if I wanted to do it. We have graduation May 17th, so there'll probably be about, I would say, 5,000 graduating seniors, and then all their family and friends. So there could be upwards of 8,000, 9,000 people, maybe plus. So it's going to be a big honour for me. And I think normally you're supposed to submit a draft to a speech, and they pick it out of all these different speeches. But I guess they wanted me to do it, since everything I've been through, and it's a tremendous honour for me. And I can't wait to be able to congratulate this entire class of 2015, and then also send them on their way with hopefully some nice words before their college career is done.
So on the court, we've talked about some of your success. Off the court, you've also been very successful, as we've sort of alluding to now. You've had a host of achievements both ways, and 1,000 points, you've achieved a great mark. Looking ahead, next season, what are sort of your plans, and where do you think the team can go, given the likes of Sam Rowley have graduated, and there's going to be a bit of change within the team?
It definitely will be, but I've been here for so long now that I see all this change, and I'm lucky enough to have coaches around me who help me try and get these new guys on the same page as early as possible. And I have no doubt that we're going to be successful next year. We still bring back Evan and Ray, who had terrific first years out of JUCO. So the way we see it, we're trying to do better than we did this year. We want to win it all again, and we want to try and go deeper in the tournament. We want to win that first game and keep going from there. And I have no doubt that we can get everybody on the same page early on in the season that we're going to be successful.
Have you set any individual goals for yourself as what you wanted to achieve on the court?
No, I mean, I have all my little goals about maybe trying to get Player of the Year and stuff like that, which would be cool little accolades. But I'd love to see all these new guys coming in and experience the tournament. That's big for me. I set it from every year that I want every guy to experience it, and especially sending out the seniors the right way. I've had some pretty good friends of mine who have been seniors, and I had to send them out the right way. So I guess more than anything, I'm trying to send myself out the right way of the championship. It wouldn't seem right if I didn't do that.
So let's go ahead. You've made the tournament next year. Who is your round one opponent?
Oh, it's a tough one.
Who do you want to play?
I wouldn't mind playing a team that we've already played, so I can get a shot back at them, maybe Oklahoma, Florida, or Duke. So either one of those three would be nice to try and get a bit of revenge.
Revenge is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So now, I just wanted to quickly ask, Sam Rowley graduates this year. Is there any word on what Sam's looking to do from a playing point of view next season?
I ask him pretty much every day, and he seems to give me the answer that he hasn't decided and hasn't not sure what he wants to do. So luckily for Sam, he's talented in many areas, so no matter what he does, he's going to be extremely successful at it. So I think it's just coming down for him to decide what's the best thing to do for him in his life, and I'm sure he's going to do terrific things. And if it's on the basketball court, then I'm sure we'll hear a lot about it, and if it's not, he's going to be very successful in the workforce.
Peter Hawley, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story with us, mate. Best of luck for your senior season. We're all going to be following you very, very closely here in Australia, and hopefully ESPN do show as many Albany games as possible. They started playing a lot towards the end of last season, so hopefully they can continue that trend. But we're all inspired by what you were able to do, mate. So thank you so much, and keep flying, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.